Thank you. And good morning and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forest Hill, Missouri. We're glad you're listening, and it is our prayer that God would bless His Word this morning. I know the Bible says that God's Word will never return void. And so we pray that God would bless His Word, that it would never return void, that it might accomplish that which is pleasing and acceptable unto Him. We would like to invite you to come this morning to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forest Hill. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for every age, and we invite you to come, bring your Bibles, and study the Word of God with us in Sunday school. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship service. And again, you're welcome to come. We want you to come. Bring your Bibles and just listen to the Word of God and see if God will make a difference in your life. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. A lot of folks don't like to come to church on Sunday night. A lot of folks decide that Sunday morning is plenty for them. But if you're not one of those, if you want to come to services on Sunday night, we have those services available. And we have those available because God said this day belongs to Him. That is, Sunday is His day. And we ought to give every bit of this day unto the Lord. So we have our services tonight. We invite you to come at 4 o'clock for our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So we invite you to come to all these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe, or the things that we preach, or the things that we practice, I invite your questions concerning any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forest Hill, Missouri. I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. Last Sunday morning, we began a message entitled, Proofs that the church existed prior to Pentecost. Now, this is what the Bible states concerning the church, and it's a really interesting study. We trust that it's been enjoyable to you. The topics that we covered last Sunday was that the word church comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which means a called out body. And we saw in the Bible where that God, Jesus Christ, literally called out Simon Peter and Andrew. He called out James and John. He called out Matthew, and he called out Philip to follow him. And then we saw where that in the times before the day of Pentecost, that Jesus called his church a little flock. That's in the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 32, and the book of Matthew 26. And then, of course, after the day of Pentecost, they were still called a flock. And so the church was organized before the day of Pentecost and in full operation before the day of Pentecost ever came along. We also found that the gospel was preached before the day of Pentecost. That's in the book of Mark chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We also found in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, that the Holy Ghost was present before the day of Pentecost, and that the Holy Ghost moved in the hearts, the minds, and the lives of believers. And then we found that there was baptism before the day of Pentecost. We found that before the day of Pentecost, that the Lord's Supper was initiated by Jesus Christ and observed by the church. We also found in the book of Mark chapter 3, verse 14, that there was an ordained ministry before the day of Pentecost. So there were men that were ordained into the church. They were called apostles, as is also stated in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. So let's continue this morning where we left off last Sunday morning. Notice this next point. That is that Jesus Christ told his church how to take care of discipline before the day of Pentecost. The book of Matthew chapter 15 verse Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through 18. The Bible said here, Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, Go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he neglect to hear them, now listen at this, tell it unto the church. Now what church is that you're going to tell it to? You think of this, if there's no such thing as a local church, then there's nobody to tell this to. Because it's a brother in Christ. It's someone that you know that's a member of the same church that you are a member of. And the Bible said, if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. And then Jesus goes on in verse 18 of Matthew 18 and says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So Jesus is saying to his church before the day of Pentecost that they had the authority to bind and to loose. I wonder this, and this is our next point. Who was the head of the church before the day of Pentecost? Well, that was Jesus Christ, and we know that's the answer. Well, it has to be. Jesus Christ is the head of his church now. That's what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. The Bible said, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So here in the book of Ephesians, Paul states that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Well, who's the head before the day of Pentecost? Notice in the book of John chapter 13 and verse 14, Jesus says this, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. Well, Jesus Christ is the head of the church now, isn't he? I mean, he's the head of that local assembly. And Jesus Christ was the head of the assembly before the day of Pentecost. Notice something else. There was a membership role in the church before the day of Pentecost. Churches today keep them all the time, don't they? So they can know who their members are. And that's not a bad thing to do. Actually, keeping a membership role in the church today is the same thing that Jesus did. Isn't that neat? Look, in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 15, notice what the Bible said about the membership role of the church before the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 1 and verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, now get this, the number of the names together were about 120. Isn't that something? That they actually had a church role, just like churches have today. Notice something else. Did you know they had a business meeting before the day of Pentecost? Well, they did. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 15 through verse 26, and I won't read all of this because of our time, but in this chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 15 through verse 26, the church met together, and they had a business meeting. They used scriptures to decide what they were going to do, and they elected an apostle to take the place of Judas, who had killed himself. And that apostle's name was Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Churches today have business meetings too, don't they? Because there's things that they need to take care of, just like the church before the day of Pentecost. Notice this, the church before the day of Pentecost had a treasurer. They did, had a treasurer, John chapter 13, verse 29. And that treasurer's name was Judas. The Bible said that he had the bag, that is, that he carried the money, the common treasury of the church. And he took care of those things. Not only that, we see all of these things, that the church had the gospel, the church had baptism, the church had the Holy Spirit, the church had a membership role, the church had a business meeting, the church had a treasurer. all before the day of Pentecost. No wonder the Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Look at that. They were added. The people that were saved on the day of Pentecost, that 3,000, they were added, that is, in addition to the church. And you saw there in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 15, where that they had about 120 names, and now, on the day of Pentecost, they have about 3,120 names that have been added to the membership roll of the church that Jesus organized during his own personal ministry. But it doesn't stop there. I mean, there's just more and more. Look at this. That before the day of Pentecost, the church had a commission. They had a job to do, and Jesus gave them their job. Notice this. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway. Now get this. Even unto the end of the world. Jesus Christ said to his church, I have the power, therefore you go. Isn't that a great thing? It's not that I have the power. It's not that the church has the power. But it is that Jesus has the power. Therefore, we go and we teach people and we preach the gospel that we had before the day of Pentecost. And then we baptize folks in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And that little phrase there in the book of Matthew 28 and verse 19 that says, baptizing them in the name of, that little phrase is talking about the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. We don't baptize in our own name. We baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That is, we baptize in the authority of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Not in our name, but in the authority of God. And notice something else. Jesus said to his church, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. A lot of people read Matthew chapter 28 and they say, well, you know, that's the commission that Jesus talked to his disciples about. But I have you know that all those disciples are dead. And the church is still alive. Jesus Christ here is speaking to his church and he says to his church, I'm going to be with you all the way, even to the end of the world, even to the consummation of the age. Jesus said, I'm going to be there with you. This fulfills what it says in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. Jesus said, you're a Peter, but I'm going to build my rock, my church, upon myself. And I'm the rock. I am the rock of ages. And this is what's going to happen. Notice this. Another point. In the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 21 and 22, Peter made this statement. Listen carefully. Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. In this verse, this is Acts chapter 1, verse 21 and 22, Peter is claiming that the apostle that replaces Judas must be baptized with the baptism of John the Baptist, and must have traveled with them from the very beginning. In other words, Peter is saying that the man that replaces Judas as an apostle must be a charter member of the church established by Jesus during his own personal ministry. Jesus Christ built his own church and fulfilled it all. Isn't that a marvelous thing to know that what Jesus started, he's going to finish. Listen, if you're lost, Jesus gives you salvation and it's eternal life. Jesus said he'll be with you and he'll never leave you. Whatever Jesus said is exactly what he would do. Just trust him and know what he said in his word is absolutely true. We see that our time is gone. We thank you once again for listening.